Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
State Representative Kelly Merrick's bill to help service members and their families passes the House of Representatives. The effort to help military members serving abroad face less bureaucratic red tape passed the State House floor by unanimous vote. House Bill 268 helps the men and women serving in uniform by creating more flexibility in their driver's license renewal process.
This legislation is the result of a military member from Eagle River with an issue renewing his driver's license before being stationed abroad. Our current statute allows for the renewal of a driver's license within 1 year of expiration. However, the country receiving this military member required that his driver's license be valid for the entire time of his stay. So Germany required that his driver's license not expire while he was there in order for him to receive the USA European driver's license. House Bill 268 will allow military members and their families to renew their driver's licenses within 2 years as opposed to 1 year. This is only if they are on orders to be stationed abroad or that they are currently stationed abroad. I do have a couple of notes in the DMVA subcommittee. It was asked if this would apply to non-married people, and it's the response from DMVA was that the military does not send unmarried people abroad with their service member. It must be a legally married spouse or dependent.
Current state statute allows for the renewal of driver's licenses within 1 year of expiration, but some foreign governments in which service members are stationed often require licenses to be valid for the duration of deployment, and the tight turnaround time for deployments and specific requirements that vary by location make renewal planning difficult. House Bill 268 helps the military members and their families by doubling the current exemption, allowing a full 2 years to renew licenses. It now moves on for further consideration in the state Senate. Governor Mike Dunleavy introduced $10 million to advance his public safety priority by supporting the People First Initiative and assisting children, youth, and families through the Office of Children's Services. The budget amendment is part of a package of the FY23 budget amendments introduced to the Alaska State Legislature. Governor Dunleavy introduced $7.2 million in undesignated general funds and $2.77 million in federal matching funds for the Office of Children's Services, among other operating budget amendments. The People First Initiative, introduced in December, is an effort using a mix of statutory changes, new personnel, administrative orders, technology, and focused resources to address five areas where Alaska's most vulnerable are at risk or harmed. They include domestic violence and sexual assault, human trafficking, missing and murdered Indigenous persons, the foster care system, and homelessness.
We take pride in the fact that the past 2 years, with all of the chaos down south, that Alaska did not experience any shootings or lootings or burnings, and that's a testament to Alaskans. But at the same time, we know that we have some of the highest sexual assault rates and domestic violent rates in the country. And this is something that, unfortunately, to some extent, we've kind of baked into our own psyche and our own culture here in Alaska, and it never should have happened.
The funds will add support to the Office of Children's Services to invest in frontline employees to promote recruitment and retention, support foster youth and families, expand support positions, support youth with complex trauma, develop vocational opportunities for youth, invest with evidence-based program development, and offer programs that manage traumatic stress for child welfare workers. An additional introduced budget amendment continues to restore the efforts to restore the Alaska State Troopers to staffing levels before 38 positions were cut in 2015-2016. The amendment funds 8 trooper positions and 8 other positions, including court services officers and civilian support staff, from the governor's FY21 budget. The funding for these employees would increase the budget by $171,000 to fully fund all 16 positions. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.